Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. Well, in this program, we answer the questions that you have related to Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor, we have a very important question from a mother today, and I think this may be a question of all mothers who are dealing with the boys of that age. The question is, how can I insist my 8-year-old to clean up the mess he puts around?
So, basically it comes to making a person, a child, become disciplined. It's not just the messy, it's about...
It's the overall discipline we can talk about.
It's discipline which has to be taught.
Yeah.
And you need to, number one, show certain example yourself, as we have always been saying. The most important thing is how you manage
yourself. Yourself are a practical example.
So you need to, because a child learns from you.
Yeah.
And then you need to be able to explain things, what you want him to do or want her to do. You would expect him in a loving manner to do that. And instead of scolding him and, you know, starting to criticize him for being messy, you should explain to him or her what you want, how you want things to be done very clearly, very in clear terms, what you expect, what actions you want to be performed, how you want the things to be placed. They should be, you know, expressed in very explicit manner, so it is clear, in a bold manner, in a manner that you convey the message clearly.
Yeah.
And he understands or realizes what has to be done. And then if he or she does not do it, then he or she should not be, you know, scolded, or even, you know, physical abuse also should not be done.
Yeah.
You should not react to his being messy by hitting him, slapping him, or, you know, abusing him. But still, you need to be firm, and you want that thing to be done, and you should praise him for doing what he has to do, what is expected from him. You should praise him or her for that, and also to somehow reward him for that. If you expect him to be, or her to be, clean and, you know, disciplined,
mm-hmm.
then you should be praising him. When he or she does something good, praise him praise her, and tell her that you are praising her or him because of the thing that he has done. So, and if he is not doing the thing what you want to him to do, then you should, you know, tell him off in a very kind manner, in a very firm manner, in a very lenient, in a very, you know, mild tone.
Yeah.
But you be very firm about it and punish him for it.
Yeah.
Maybe you say, okay, you if you don't do this, if you are messy, then I'm not going to take you around for... I'm not going to take you for playing.
All right, punishment even that you want to give should not be kind of like...
Should not be harsh.
Yeah,
It should be, you know...
It should be something out of physical abuse. You should not be abusing him physically, hitting, slapping.
Of course.
Kicking, and now you're saying that what is more important than that is to punish, but in a better way, in a different way, like... Tell your child that if we were supposed to go out tonight, I'm not going to take you out tonight because you have been messing up around.
Yes, we need to be, as I said, that reward and punishment is very important. Yeah. Praising is very important. The important thing is that we need to teach them what we want them to do is very important. To tell them what has to be done is very, teach them to be disciplined, teach them to be, the importance of being disciplined. Telling them what discipline is. Discipline is putting things in their place.
Yeah, putting things in their
place. And if a person wants to become a just person, if he wants to become a person who is balanced in his life,
yeah,
everything should be put in the proper place.
Yeah, so Professor, you have actually combined two terms, and I think this needs an explanation. We'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have Professor Salman Naqvi with us, and we're discussing about a child. How do we develop discipline within him who messes up everything around and then does not clean his room, does not develop this sense? And now, Professor, you used two terms before going to the break. You said that there's discipline and there's being fair, there's being just. And you said they are related.
Yes, of course. When we are talking about Allah Almighty and one of his important attributes is his being just, being adil. So what do we mean by adil? What do we mean by his justice? The most important feature is that he is just because he has put everything in a most perfect,
place.
Balanced way. Everything in his place. That is being just, that is being disciplined. That is the basis of our society. That is the basis of our very existence.
Yeah.
I mean, the way he has created us. So it emanates from that we need to, when we talk about justice and the divine justice especially, it's not just the matter of rewards and punishments. It's more than that. It's before than that. It's before we talk about rewards and punishments. We talk about
the basic human.
What are the good values? Values of
habits,
goodness. What is something? What is good? Something which is in its proper place is good.
Yeah.
That is true justice. That is goodness. That is doing things properly, putting things in. So if that divine justice is reflected in the human conduct, then he becomes just.
Okay.
So it's not just a matter of being messy or not being messy. It's something about the inner spiritual the spiritual nature of human beings.
So
from which it emanates.
So according to you, while you're actually teaching your child being being disciplined, not to put mess around or put everything in its place, you're actually boosting his spiritual nature to be fair enough.
Yes, to be fair to himself, to others. Fair, being just, not to only, I mean, one is just to
himself. He's not confined to himself.
It's himself, others, the human beings, things around him, everything should be managed in a proper way. Justice is management.
Okay.
Being just is being to be able to manage things. Manage your relationships in a proper way. So discipline, if you want to be disciplined, you need to manage your time.
Yeah.
Being disciplined is being able to manage your things. Even if it's not just being messy in the house, it's even your own belongings, your clothes, your things. When you go to school, when you come back from school, you need to put your books in the proper place.
Yeah.
You need to teach your child to look, this is the place where the books should be put. This is where the clothes should be put. This is the place where the shoes should be taken off.
So you're kind of giving him instructions and he should be doing it himself. Sometimes what mothers do, a mistake, is that they keep on cleaning everything themselves and the child does not know which is the place for which thing, and then they really don't develop that sense of
putting things. They need to be taught discipline by Teaching them the underlying values.
All right.
It shouldn't be just because, I say so, put the things in the proper place. No, you want to teach them that this is the principle or the value behind this.
Yeah.
If you put the things in your proper place, you're being disciplined. If you're disciplined, you're being just.
Right. We'll discuss more with you, Professor, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, Honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Akavi. Professor, before going to the break, you said that it's very important not to teach our children things, apparently, like, I want you to clean the house because I want it. Because maybe they may clean things for you. And when you're not around, they may again mess up things and they may... mess up always, and they may only clean for you, for your respect. But you're saying there's something underlying that we have to be teaching, and that has a direct impact on our spiritual nature. And how do we develop those underlying things, and how can we actually explain to our child, like who is 8 years old, is a kind of mature, understands things, how do we teach an eight-year-old the underlying things?
You need to, for example, show to him, and nowadays, today, you can tell him, look, you use the iPhone or the Android or whatever gadget you're using as a mobile. Now, one of the important things is that whenever you want to press one, it always comes one.
Yeah.
If it wasn't according to a system and a discipline, if it wasn't managed, if it wasn't fine-tuned, if it was messed up, every time you press one, it comes one. Why is that? If it was not, in everything wasn't in its proper place and very much, you know, systematic,
yeah.
It may happen that once you press one, it could come two. So you need to explain to him what it means to be, you know, in the proper place. When the person, whoever built this Android, he's made it so fine-tuned and so precise that everything is in its proper place. So things, if they're not working, if they're not in their proper place, they're not working. Whether it's a gadget, it's an electronic device, or it is a human system, it's a family, or it's an organization. Especially families need to be, you know, synchronized. They should need to be in harmony. Everything, relations should be managed in a very subtle, in a very delicate way. So things have to be there in proper places. So this is something which it's not that you teach them by just telling them and explaining to them. You need to be the same way in your own actions and discipline.
All right, so now your actions come into work.
Yeah.
Your actions are important.
Of course, that is the basic thing that you can teach your children. When you act upon what you when you show them and lead them by an example. So you need to, you can't expect your child when you come out from outside and you take off your coat and you put it on the sofa instead of hanging it up on the, you know.
Putting it at proper place.
So you need to be able to show the example, lead by example, and you should expect your child to do it also.
All right, so like if I don't want to, as a mother, to let my child mess up things in the room, I got to be telling him that first practically and then verbally, and then giving him examples of my practical acts, like the way I put on things at proper places. And Professor, you discussed a very important thing today, that putting everything in its place is actually being just, being fair. And that's how we can actually develop within them a disciplined life, a feature of being just in the society even tomorrow. Thank you so much for being us. That was really important and a very useful discussion. Inshallah, I as a mother will also try to do that. Rather than lecturing, I'll try to put things at their own places and then give those practical examples and also verbal examples, which is also important. Thank you so much to listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.